No.
Better not. She's my fiancé. My fiancé.
Hello. Ooh.
Also, I can't sit all the way back.
No, you don't get to sit all the way back. That we make sure that people stay up and attentive.
Good posture leads to nice sounding voice too.
Huh.
Unless, of course, you've been talking all day and your voice is kind of hoarse.
Unless you've been singing all day and the kids don't want to sing louder. I'm singing louder than all of you. This is not okay. They're like, well, I mean, you're a music teacher. Okay. I should not be able to sing louder than 20 children.
No, but you can.
Yes.
I believe it easily.
I've heard how far your voice can carry.
Yeah, I saw the...
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
I saw the video for the Christmas special for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily's voice completely drowning out Allie's.
Oh, I didn't mean to. I'm just loud.
Are you talking about I Want a Hippopotamus
for
Christmas?
Yeah.
That,
I was like, well, Allie, you look really cute in there, but I can't hear you.
I could hear her.
And then I liked when Dave had the camera and was sitting on the couch over there.
Uh-huh.
Ended up getting a shot of her ass when he had turned
to
the Yule log.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
See me? Chin's touching it.
Okay.
Thank you, thank you. Well, you shouldn't have your chin touching it, but close to
it. She has it resting on the screen because it's
I'm probably going to get chlamydia from this microphone.
From
who? Do we know that has chlamydia?
I'm kidding. I'm so teasing. I'm just saying I'm getting really intimate with it. No?
Like you're...
Okay.
Go in the bathroom.
So there's going to be a third form designed now.
Yeah. Please pee in this cup.
And a plastic cup.
Check yes or no.
You
or are. I don't know.
We don't want our listeners to catch any STDs streaming
ESTDs.
I was totally kidding.
Electronically streaming.
I have heard some podcasts where I thought that may have happened.
Oh dear.
Ew.
That's really unhappy.
Yeah.
Not good. That's podcasts. Nasty.
Like to question. Well, we started talking about things.
What
but
were
it's
we?
Not really leading
don't remember.
Anywhere.
We were talking
anywhere.
About accents.
We were.
What's your favorite accent? No. I like that. I mean,
favorite
like,
accent.
I like what's the accent that just like you're just like, oh yeah. Yeah. It'd be rad to have that accent.
Rad to have or rad to listen to?
Both.
All right. I can roll with that for like a short question answer thing. What do you think?
Dan's like, no.
I could do that. I don't. I'm going to be kind of the odd one out, kind of.
You don't like accents?
I like my accent. I like my Midwesterner news announcer neutral.
Non-racial
my white,
dialect.
My white bread. My white bread.
You're so white bread. Love you.
And it suits me. And so it's okay.
I know, babe.
And I mean, yeah, it's nice to listen to accents from time to time, but based on access at this point, it's not as rare to encounter any sort of accent that I can think of off the top of my head. Like, I can just go and find a video of somebody.
I know one that you like. I know. BMO.
Not an accent.
Yeah. BMO has
no,
an accent.
No, I don't like it for the accent. I just...
Oh, I totally do.
No, just for the
BMO
voice.
BMO wouldn't be as cute without that.
Like just there's just a like little high-pitched...
Football!
It suits.
Yay. Adventure Time. Look it up.
BMO chop! If this were a real attack, you would be dead.
Football, anyway. This is how we brush our teeth. I'm not doing it right. but it's super cute.
I like it.
Yeah, so I don't really have a favorite accent.
Katie.
Well, Emily, what about you? What do you like?
Which, putting words in people's mouths.
What accent do you wish you had, and what accent do you like to listen to?
Oh, man. I think...
Or what accent would you like to be able to emulate? How about that?
I would love to be able to emulate an Irish accent, a really awesome Irish accent. I can't. I can do British. I can do high class. I can do low class. But I can't do anything. I can do a Russian accent, kind of, I suppose. But no.
The Yakov Smirnoff style.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'd love to do an Irish accent. Some people are so good at it. I don't get what they're doing. Like, what is clicking in their minds? Training. I know when you've had a few, you get kind of an Irish accent, Adam.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, it's cute.
I have more control over it than I used to.
Love you.
It's more of a conscious choice now than it has been in the past. But that's because in the past I was a little bit closer to a role in a play where I actually did have an Irish accent. Mm-hmm. And yeah. But you wish you could emulate an Irish accent. What accent do you like to listen to?
I like to listen to the Brits. Mm-hmm. I think I just love, like, people who have really lovely British accents. Like I was saying, my mom's friend Sharon, she beautiful. And one of my good friends, Stephanie Webster, her grandmother is British, and she just has the most lovely, like, little old lady British voice. And I could just talk to her for hours just because she's adorable.
So not Cockney.
No, not Cockney. Adorable. No, I don't. No, not Cockney.
So I can only think of like the Monty Python little old British, like, hello.
No. She's like, oh, Emily, it's so nice to see you. How are you doing? Oh, how's your mum? Oh, that's great. Cheers. She's so adorable. I could just hug her. And do frequently.
Very good. Very good. Connor, what about you?
Well, one interesting thing about accents is in high school, I took 3.5 years of French as requirements. And then when I was in the Marine Corps, I was an Arabic linguist. One of my instructors would always tell me that when I spoke Arabic, I did so in a French accent. Which is really weird because I've never been able to do an actual French accent while speaking English. And so I have no idea how I pulled that off.
Hmm.
But I think if there's one accent I would want to be able to speak, it would be French. As far as accents I like to listen to, I like listening to Scottish accents for women. Not so much the men. Hearing men with a Scottish accent just kind of hurts my ears a little bit. But hearing a woman with that accent, it's comforting.
You're adorable. Cool. Love it.
So Amy Pond, thumbs up, right?
Don't even diss Amy Pond. Uh-oh. Walk away.
Uh-oh.
I like her accent.
Okay. There we go. Perfect.
Okay. There you go. Nice. Yeah. Well, for me, I like the accent that I wish I could emulate is the Northerner British accent, the Christopher Eccleston.
Whoa.
I think that's a really cool version of the British accent that you don't hear as often.
It's true. I agree with you.
But it's cool. Just the way that the vowel shaping is just so strange. It's almost a little bit Australian sounding at times.
Yeah, that's what I think too. Yeah.
In some of the ways that some words, but yeah. And then listening to I don't know. I think Yeah, I think some of the Russian, Eastern European accents are very interesting to me because I don't get a lot of exposure to them. At least not up until just recently. So it's kind of fun to hear those, and just to hear Russian spoken. I mean, one of the people I work with, she can speak English and Russian, and it's really cool to just out of the blue hear her start talking to somebody in Russian, and yeah, it's just really neat. So
I think it's interesting. Shakopee is such a huge, we really have a very large Russian population in Shakopee.
Oh yeah.
And so a lot of my students' parents are Russian, and so they're all bilingual. And the other day I asked my class to be quiet in German, and they were like, "What was that? Was that Russian?" And one little girl was like, "Uh-uh." And I was just like, "No, it was German." And they're like, "Speak Russian." And so I know like how to say three things thanks to a roommate in college, Gabby. I know how to say hello, goodbye, my name is, and what is your name? And it was, yeah, four things, my bad. So, and then the little girl, I was like, "Okay, well, do you really speak it? Because if you can have a conversation, then you speak it." That's what I say. And she just started rambling off, and I was like, "Okay, I believe you." I was like, "I have no idea what you're saying. Probably like you don't when I speak German." Sound familiar, Dan?
Oh, well, I just make up my own thing. I don't even try to guess. Or it's just phonetic, whatever you're saying, and then make it English.
Shotsy.
You already have wine.
What?
Producer Katie got it.
Boo.
I laughed, and then I only laughed to make other people get it.
An infection vector.
Like, oh yeah, now I get it.
Katie likes when I talk in an Irish accent.
You don't need to broadcast that to the world.
That's all I'm going to say.
Please whisper sweet nothings in my ear. I don't know what accent that was, but it was fun.
Your inflection's kind of...
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was either.
Mm-mm. It was reaching. That's what it was.
That was an Emily accent.
It was Dick Van Dyke Cockney.
Now I'm trying to think about Mary Poppins. What did he sound like? "Good day, Governor." "Nice day for a stroll."
"Oh, it's a jolly holiday with Mary.
Supposedly like one of the worst accents that has been performed, according to.
Yeah, I know.
Versus actual, but it's still nice.
It's so charming. I just love Dick Van Dyke.
It's freaking good luck, Dick Van Dyke. Governor.
"Oi, it's Mary Poppins." No? Okay.
Mary Poppins. Oh, boy.
Dorks.
Good job, Dick Van Dyke.
He's still alive, right?
Yeah, he's still alive. He just like got married again or something.
What?
Good for him.
Pretty sure.
Wow.
Good
that's
for
impressive.
Him.
4 more years.
Or he just got engaged or something.
Well, we're about ready to get into the episode. Levels are sounding pretty good. Make sure that, don't be afraid to move the mic down if you kind of feel yourself relaxing into a more comfortable position. But don't slouch too far or it's going to, make you sound weird. So
okay, so Dick Van Dyke got married last March.
Ooh, wow.
Get a different accent if you go too
low. So almost an entire year has gone by.
Yeah, they're almost celebrating their one-year anniversary to his wife, who is half his age.
It's
So he's 87 now?
And she's 40-something?
How's he looking 41? Now?
He's looking kind of old man-ish.
I love Dick Van Dyke.
Still not decrepit looking, though.
No, he's not like haggard, but yeah. he's turning into a baseball mitt.
Oh, honey.
He's tanned.
Well, I mean, leathery. That's not any better.
Which is what gloves are not made of.
So
this is the opportunity. If anyone wants to use the restroom now, this would be a time to go. Refills on drinks, anything like that, we can take care of that. Also, I'm going to steal your Guinness glass so you have the free coaster, because whenever you put anything down on this table, it definitely resonates.
Clunks.
On vibrate, please.
Chapstick?
Not in this pocket, one.